Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, a good friend, we've got a great topic today. We're going to talk about two awesome web development platforms, WordPress and Squarespace, and we're going to tell you why we think WordPress is better than Squarespace.
Yeah, and Squarespace is a growing, it doesn't compare to WordPress in terms of market share, not even close, but it is pretty popular. And so that's something that I think clients ask a lot is, well, why should I hire you to build it on WordPress instead of going to Squarespace? You know, and obviously there's other ones too, Wix, Weebly, whatever, but Squarespace is definitely one of the leaders in that kind of realm.
Yeah, and they have, you know, their design and their templates that they have are very clean and they look good. Minimal. To me, they look a whole lot better than the Wix and the Weeblies and stuff.
Yeah, they do. If you like that style, because it is that minimalist style,
right?
Which is popular.
Well, the first reason why we recommend WordPress over Squarespace is you own your own content. With a WordPress website, as long as you're not on WordPress.com and you are self-hosted, you own your own content. You can move it, do anything you want with it at any time, and in Squarespace, you don't. They have a proprietary platform that they own, maintain, and control. They allow you to rent space from them as opposed to you actually owning your website, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, too, it makes migrating. With WordPress, you can migrate to different hosts wherever. It's the most popular website platform or CMS in the world. And so say you decide to go to another CMS or whatever, there's all the tools that are make it easy to migrate. But chances are, once you're with WordPress, you're going to stick with it. But with Squarespace, in a way, you're kind of locked in because if you design a website, you know, whatever, using Squarespace's template, well, you can't take that design anywhere. It has to stay in Squarespace and you have to keep paying their monthly fees, as David mentioned, to rent it from them. And you might be able to, I think they have tools to like export your blog or something. But other than that, like the design and the rest of your site is really just kind of locked in.
Yeah. And another reason is, you know, in my opinion, with WordPress, you have more choices. You know, there's developers. As your business grows and as your digital footprint grows on the web and you want to maybe transition to monetizing your business online, you have that ability with WordPress. And let's say you're not a developer and you don't know how to build all of that stuff. Well, WordPress has tons of options out there. Not only do they have tons of themes and plugins, the little software that performs specific functionality called plugins in WordPress, you can download, put these on your site, use them without the need of a developer. But if you have the need for a developer, there are tens of thousands, if not more, WordPress developers out there in the world. Have right. you ever met a Squarespace developer, Tim?
No, never in my life.
I haven't. I mean, maybe there's a Squarespace developers group. I know they're out there. I know that people monetize building Squarespace websites for clients. I've personally never met them. So, I know WordPress developers, you can find one pretty easily in just about any city in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though there might be Squarespace developers out there, as David mentioned, you know, I've never met one, he's never met one, but they're, even though they might exist, they're very limited on what they can do. They can only do what Squarespace lets them do. It's Squarespace's proprietary platform that they own, that they let you rent when you pay that monthly fee. And so even if you find a Squarespace developer, chances are, you know, some of the ideas you have, they're not going to be able to do because Squarespace doesn't allow them. With WordPress, it's open source. Anything you can imagine, you can do. Obviously, it might get expensive if it's, you know, a rather ambitious idea in terms of functionality and features, but you can essentially do anything that you've seen on another website, you can do on WordPress.
Yeah, and I think, you know, well, I'm a WordPress guy, and I'm just going to say, hey, go with WordPress.
Yeah.
It's better than Squarespace, dang it.
Yeah, and I don't have a ton of experience with Squarespace, but I have dabbled with their platform. My church, before I started going there, already had a Squarespace site. Otherwise, I would have talked them out of it. But our church, we released an album that we wanted to sell, and so the guy that was in charge of it asked me about it, setting up an e-commerce store, and so I was playing with Squarespace, trying to configure it there because the website was already built. And I couldn't do a simple album selling product page in Squarespace in terms of the way what I wanted to be able to do. It was very simple. And so I told him, you know what? I'm just going to replicate this site on WooCommerce in Divi, make it look the way I want on WordPress. And I made it match the Squarespace site in terms of the look and feel. But I was able to use WooCommerce and I was able to do everything I wanted, where Squarespace was so limited.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Another reason why WordPress is better than Squarespace. Yeah. I think that's it for me today, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. Just think twice before going to Squarespace, or you can use these reasons when you're trying to talk your client out of Squarespace, because there's so many reasons to use WordPress and not very many in terms of Squarespace.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, and until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.